Radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally Invasive Image-Guided Specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The Alexandria Museum of Art has promoted understanding and appreciation of art through three decades of exhibitions and educational outreach programs. The mission of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to preserve, exhibit, and promote visual art as a source of beauty, inspiration, and information. The vision of the Alexandria Museum of Art is to be the premier arts center of Central Louisiana. For more information about the Alexandria Museum of Art, visit our website at www.themuseum.org or call 318-443-3458. The Alexandria Museum of Art, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica! Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They've been called our greatest generation. Now in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It's a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors. You can sponsor a senior for only $150 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Together we can end hunger.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years' experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
The Bigger Show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome.
Yeah.
I'm Carlette Christmas. That, of course, is David Christmas.
In the house.
And if you're listening, you're on point. This is
the official
OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on And listen live, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this, D.C., Friday morning.
Yeah, the big weekend.
It's the big weekend.
Don't let the rain shut you down.
Don't let the rain shut you down. Well, as we were traveling in on this Friday morning, it was wet. It was raining pretty rapidly. And we always, always remind you every single morning, no matter what the weather, make sure you give yourself enough time to get there safely. Well, D.C., on mornings like this, when you're not in an all-terrain vehicle that really just, it just kills the road.
Man, let me tell you something, Carlette. That's an excellent place to say that in any type of weather, if you have a SUV with all-wheel drive, full-time all-wheel drive, Walker Mercedes has it. And I'm going to tell you, they can make you the deal of a lifetime. They've been in business 95 years. They're also Louisiana's Dealer Association Dealer of the Year.
Oh, yes.
That's the Walker Automotive Group. Go by. Have them, tell them to show you one of those fine, excellent Mercedes-Benzes that deal. In winter remix, no problem. Rain, no problem. Uh-huh. Snow, sleet, it just doesn't matter.
Don't forget about the mud. Don't forget about the mud.
Oh, yeah, and then I also use it to pull my boat, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it also pulls the OPT
boat. It
does
it all. It is truly a utility all-terrain, all-anything vehicle.
Absolutely. And so it makes you really feel safe on the road. But you know what? Everybody is not rolling in an all-terrain vehicle or a utility vehicle. So whatever you're rolling in, we want you to feel safe this morning. And the best way to feel safe is to make sure that you have enough time to get there safely. Now, you guys know I've been on this rant about young Deuce Christmas driving. Well, when you have novice drivers on the road, and his dad, of course, does things way differently than I would. So, like, when it's raining, you know, I don't necessarily want him to drive. But you know what? His dad puts him behind the wheel in all types of situations. And so what you'll notice, especially if you're traveling on Highway 71 or you're traveling on the interstate, sometimes there are pockets that just hold water. And what we were sharing with him, now, he didn't drive this morning, but on rainy mornings, he has driven, is that you really have to be mindful about those pockets. And so every morning, we're starting to ask you to make progress instead of being perfect with your cell phone. Well, if you're running out and you haven't given yourself, say, enough time to get there, then you're trying to hurry and get there. You're trying to navigate the road as well as your mobile device. It's a recipe for something that's not good. I'm not even going to say it's a recipe for disaster, but it's a recipe for something that's not good. So this morning we ask you to do one thing. Make some progress. Put that cell phone down. Focus on the road. Know that you're not the only person on the road, but there are people that are inexperienced on the road. There are older people on the road. And then there are those people that think that they have it all figured out. So you know what? I always say this. I'm going to keep saying it. You don't want to be the person that says, all I had to do was wait. So as you're traveling in, remember, early is on time, and on time is late. So if you're just getting started this morning, give yourself enough time to get there safely, slowly, and carefully. Also, remember, kids are on summer vacay. We don't know how long it's going to rain. You know, the weather forecasters say one thing, but, you know, God has the final say on that. So remember, kids are still summer vacationing. They are everywhere, and we have to be mindful throughout the day. So we like to remind you about that every single morning. But I tell you what, I was thinking this morning, I said, you know, as I woke up really, really early because I heard the rain, right? So I was thinking, you know, if it was Monday, people would be all negged out about the rain. But since it's Friday, what's your attitude going to be about a rainy Friday? Well, your attitude is still going to be great because it's still the weekend. You've made it through the week. And you know what? I just look at the rain as a blessing. It has been really, really hot. Of course, we have had some nice, really comfortable, cool days. But for those people who keep their lawns manicured and keep everything on point. This rain is going to help to water that grass. And when it finishes, it is going to be so much more green and beautiful. We have a field behind our house. The farmers are going to be probably so elated about the rain because they don't have to water. And I hope that other parts of the country, like California, D.C., are getting rain. You know, I'm not sure what's going on in Cali, but, you know, parts of the country really need rain. So as we've been talking about gratitude, I just found a way this morning to feel grateful, D.C., for the rain.
Yes.
Did you find a way to feel grateful for the rain?
Well, I'm truly grateful because I like it nice and cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but, you know, we do have the Bunky family reunion going on, and we don't want it to just...
I know.
...rain to just botch that up. And so, you know, we've got some of the committee members who are on their way in as we speak. They're coming live into the studio.
And they're coming. They have come literally from all parts of the country.
All over the country.
Mm-hmm.
All over the country. And so it's all about the B-Town today.
Absolutely.
Plus, you know, Bunky's also having... the Carver High School reunion.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot going on, and we're just, you know, a little concerned that, you know, the rain doesn't just, you know, spoil any plans. So I'm sure they have alternate plans, and they're going to be here to discuss that, and also to discuss how all of it came together, and the people who actually were responsible for organizing.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of them, and so we are really excited for this whole weekend.
I mean, yeah.
It's looking to be just a excellent weekend of just seeing people you hadn't seen in a long time.
And the first thing that you said to me this morning when you rolled over, and I said, D.C., I said, is that rain? And this might have been about 4 o'clock this morning. And he said, I don't know. And so I peeked out of the window. I said, it's pouring down, raining. And then when you finally came to yourself, you said, wow, I hope it doesn't spoil the reunion. And I said, yeah. You know what? It's not going to spoil the reunion.
No, it's not.
Because it's really about, it's about family, it's about friends, it's about food, it's about fellowship, and really it's about love. So the weather is, in my view, of no consequence.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we're super excited about the weekend. We're super excited to speak to and see people that we literally haven't seen in a lot of years. We're excited to share, you know, what's happening in our town, the town that we grew up in, how it all came together. And you know what? This morning I was thinking, D.C., it's all about hope. Hope for a great future. Hope for changes. And so that's what it's all about. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Well, he's been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information, you can consult with Attorney Chris Roy by Chris Roy Jr. by phoning 318-487-9537. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, also known as MIGS, making patients better, faster, is their top priority. My mother was at MIGS on yesterday, and I would say to you, if you're having challenges with circulation, if you're just having challenges and you need that extra special, you know, that touch, you know, you need that information that you're not getting from your doctor, you can call the folks at MIGS. All you've got to do is phone 318-445-9700. They're located at 3704 Medical Plaza Boulevard right here in Alexandria. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Serving Alexandria, surrounding areas, home, auto, and life, 318-487-1881. Hickson Automotive Group, Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. Yes, it's raining, but guess what? It's the weekend. It's 7:49 Central Time, 8:49 Eastern, and you're on point. The official OPT Network. We're going to get a break, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Cliffman.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
Different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Solo Productions is Sinlaw's first locally owned and operated insured photo booth company. Solo Productions offers a variety of services, which includes photo booth, video booth, and green screen photography. Solo Productions offers digital uploads to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Solo Productions will keep a smile on your face and always treat you like royalty. Solo Productions captures the beauty, emotion, love, and excitement of your special event, one smile or 10 smiles at a time. Solo Productions memories start here. For more information, log on to www.solophotoproductions.com or phone 888-511-7656.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just $1.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
This is an OPT Pearl of Wisdom with Reverend Joe S. Green, sponsored by Attorney Chris Roy Jr. of the Roy Law Office. Attorney Chris Roy Jr. has been serving the people of Central Louisiana with passion, diligence, and expertise since 1989. For more information about Attorney Chris Roy Jr., the number to phone, 318-487-0991.
Good morning. This is Joe Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute and Pastor Emeritus of St. Matthew Baptist Church. as we concentrate on music and singing and knowing this time of the year, a lot of new songs out, new groups out. Keep this in mind for me that a bird does not sing because he knows a song. A bird sings because he enjoys the music. Music is a universal language that calms us and makes us wonderful. So I was thinking about my friends with this who sing the blues. And there's a group that was having a blues show the other week. And just a reminder for the community, people who participate in singing the blues and knowing the blues oftentimes are blue themselves because it comes out of oppression, out of worry, out of heartbreak and pain and suffering. Mahalia Jackson once said that to sing the blues is to be blue. To understand sadness is not to know joy. To cry is to have pain. She said, but when one moves to the presence of God, their singing become a joy because they bring praises and lift others out of their blue situation. So say Mahalia Jackson. And I've learned from experience that all of us should have a song in our heart, a melody and a praise. And whenever we're going through difficult times, learn to sing. Sing your song. And God has a way of lifting us above our circumstance and our situation in music. Without ever knowing the words, learn to hum a tune. Have a blessed day. This has been another OPT Pearl of Wisdom. I'm Reverend Joyce Green of the Joe Green Leadership Institute. I would like to wish everyone and encourage everyone in the OPT listening audience to have a wonderful, blessed, safe, and prosperous day. Go and be a blessing to someone else. God bless you.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Ryan, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapide Regional Medical Center.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our game with is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
To a solo, get in the flow, and you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break some everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhymes as blazed and engraved, deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's a daily word.
I can get iller than armor, killing bomb, but no alarm. Rock him or remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape. I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the making, biting and falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or were you thinking you were first? Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small as the balls of clay, astray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look. As you stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson if you're guessing and if you're borrowing. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing. Follow the leader, rock him or sing.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're already at the top of the hour. It's 8 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And if you're just tuning into the show, DC said in the last segment that this show is really, it's a selfish show. It is all about our hometown. That is Bunky, Louisiana, DC. And this is the inaugural, the first Bunky family reunion. Yay! Everybody in the studio is clapping. We got a studio full. And you know what? We get a chance to talk to you guys from all parts of the country, but it is so amazing. It feels so much. It's
more cozy. You know what it is, really?
What is it?
It's just a lot more personable, really.
Yeah, it
you
is.
Know, now to be sitting here looking at Bridget and Denali.
Uh-huh.
And we, you know, because we've been talking.
Can you remember the last time that you've seen any of them?
I see Bridget every day. Every day.
I mean, Facebook. In person. In person. That doesn't count. That doesn't count.
But I mean, you know, you asked me.
See, this is what I have to deal with. I have to reach my hand out. I have to send the power of Jesus over there, yin and yang. I have to.
Carlette, on the real, though, you know, I've been communicating with Bridget and Dano.
Uh-huh.
Bridget has been doing some phenomenal stuff here, man. You know, when I was like, man, I wish we could get them in the studio. I know their flights were getting here late last evening.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, man, if we could get some of them in the studio, that'd be great. But I know it's going to be pressing.
Right.
Because these people have companies they're running and all kinds of stuff they're doing
uh-huh.
on top of doing what they're doing right here. So it's amazing for me to see how energized they look after all that they've been doing.
And how amazing they look. So
absolutely.
Let's tell everybody who's here this morning. We are so proud and honored to have our home people in the studio from, first of all, Seattle, Washington, the home of low-flying fish. That's what's on my heart. And Seattle,
Super Bowl champ.
Super Sonics. Oh, yeah. Super Sonics. That's basketball.
Right.
Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, you said the Supersonics.
My bad.
But the Seahawks, we pulled for Seattle. We wanted them to win. Well, I did.
You wanted Peyton to win.
Well, I was torn. I was torn.
You do like Richard Sherman.
I do. I really like Richard Sherman and what he stands for. But anyway, Seattle is in the house. Miss Bridget Washington is here. Her homegirl, her sister, her friend, Aaron Renee is here all the way from Seattle as well. And California is in the house.
West Coast, y'all.
Oh, yeah. DC, do you want to do the honors?
Sir Hawk, you ain't got to do much. He's, you know, all you got to do is DeNarvel Hawkins. You know, y'all have heard him on the OPT before. This is not his first time. That's the man, the myth, the legend right there.
Absolutely. And you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to send some rain California's way. So I hope, I'm praying for rain in California.
Yeah, please. Take it away from Bunky this weekend, at least.
Take it away from Bunky and take it to California. But ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the OPT.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. So, Bridget, I want to start with you. I know that, you know, this was a collaboration, but you were really sort of the person that spearheaded most of the Bunky family reunion. Talk about the moment of truth. You know, you've planned for months and months and months along with an incredible committee, a incredible group of committed people. Mm-hmm. Talk about what it feels like today.
I have to tell you that I am extremely excited about it. I've been watching Facebook and as I've been traveling here, and it just brings me such joy to look and see the comments on Facebook about how excited people are. And as I was sharing with you earlier, so many people have said, Bridget, you know, make sure you have fun. Don't, you know, turn into a job. Uh-huh. It is a job of love for me. Mm. When I look around and I see people eating and having fun, I am excited. So, and that's what this was all about. When Danava had originally talked to me about it in February of this year, I was like, okay, my first question is, okay, what's the plan? What are we doing? You know, I was excited from the beginning because it was an amazing opportunity. It was an amazing idea. And I thought it was really important for us to come back because I really understood, as you know, as you get older, you start to really understand how important that small town upbringing was. And I just wanted to bring it back. And when I initially started planning and organizing, which is what I do every day, I felt that it was really important to bring in some people who were more connected. Even though Bunky's small, there's still little groups, you know, by class. So, you know, this year's class, this year's class. So it was really important for me to kind of ask a couple people, you know, who were diverse to say, you know, can you help? And they answered the call, and we've been rocking and rolling ever since. And I'm just excited. We were coming in. The rain, it was raining when we lived here. So I can't remember anybody saying a house party wasn't happening because it wasn't.
Absolutely.
It was raining.
Absolutely.
Unless it's raining dogs, literally, I am excited.
Absolutely. So, Danava, let me turn to you. When you and Bridget were talking about the idea, for you, how was that birthed? Why did that, you know, why do you think that welled up in your spirit to do this?
Well, it basically came up from the Carver reunion. I like the fact how they came together every 2 years and kept it going, and it was really inspirational to me to see them always come together and have fun and have a good time. We wanted to do it this weekend because those are our parents, our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, and we actually wanted to see them. So the inspiration came from Carver High and Wharton.
So did you feel like there was a segment or a generation, really, that was left out where we saw our parents and you know, that generation come together time in and time out. And then there was sort of a generation that was left out,
exactly.
Or generations left out.
Generations left out, and we wanted to bring those younger people back home, you know, have the feeling of coming back home. The table was set with Carver because they showed us, they gave us the pathway. They showed us how to do it.
Absolutely. So at that moment, did you think, like, this could be a reality? Did you think that you guys could put it together and bring generations from, you know, really, like you said, every class? Did you think that that could happen?
I thought it could happen because when you get the right people together, anything can happen. You know, God is good. You know, He's blessed us with great parents. Like I say, Carver gave us the inspiration, so I knew we can do it.
Absolutely. And I just want to say for all of those people that are listening and listen to the OPT every single morning, the people that are coming together are people who have literally left their home, like many people have gone on to become great entrepreneurs, great citizens, and great people, and have said, you know what, our town really, really needs us to give back to it. Our town, the small town that gave so much to us and created what we are, not what we are, but what we're becoming, because I think we're still in the process. But we need to do something. And I think that was on everybody's heart, wasn't it, Bridget?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think that it's really important, as Danava was speaking about Carver High, you know, I believe it's a passing of the baton. You know, being able to, for us to take up and really care about Bunky, not just in our words. And, you know, so many of us come home once a year, but what do we leave when we, you know, when we get back on the planes and in our cars and go back to our, you know, homes, wherever that may be, what exactly did we leave Bunky with? How much better? You know, I'm going to be starting a foundation really soon in the name of my grandfather, A. Washington Family Foundation. And the motto of that is leave people better than you find
Absolutely.
Them. And I really think that that's important for us to do with Bunky, is to make sure that every time that we come home as a collective group,
I love that.
The Bunky family reunion, that we leave Bunky better than we find it. Bunky is amazing. But each time that we set foot here, it should be just a little bit better.
Absolutely. And for you, Miss Erin Renee, also from Seattle, I asked Erin, I said, when you were contemplating coming to Bunky, because this is not your home, but you have heard your sister talk about, your sister friend, talk about home and talk about all that Bunky is and you see from whence she's come. What were you thinking when you said, you know what, I'm going to go to the family reunion in Bunky?
I was just thinking fun, you know, we're going to go and have fun, and I get a chance to meet all her family. You know, all the people she's, you know, mentioned all the time.
Uh-huh.
I know them by name. She can just say their name, and I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. So it's just, you know, I just want to come down and experience, get a new experience.
And isn't this what it's all about, that we're really all just family?
Right.
We're all just really family, and it was just a great opportunity to bring people together. And it's not just about, it is about food, of course, because we love our food.
Yeah.
But it's about a lot more than that. And talk about the connections aspect.
Well, the name Bunky Family Reunion wasn't happenstance. I really put a lot of thought into it. Excuse me. I put a lot of thought into the name. It's when you think of Bunky, and, you know, there's so many people in Seattle that I've talked to, and they say, oh, you're having a family reunion. And I almost have to hesitate and explain to them, it's not just a family reunion,
right?
It's the entire town,
right?
And that's what it is, because we are family. There is, I can't tell you how many times I've been in conversation with someone, oh yeah, you know, you're my cousin.
DC does that all the time. DC, you know, is cousins with everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody.
And to be perfectly honest with you,
and then not only is he cousins with everybody, mm-hmm. but he goes out of his way to show me the lineage of how okay. they are cousins.
Okay.
You know, and he doesn't quite, he might not have the whole connection, but he's cousins.
It's in there.
It's in there
somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, that was also my thought, is that we know each other. And in many cases, just because our last names are not the same, I know your mom, I know your dad,
mm-hmm.
I've been at your house, you've
mm-hmm.
been at mine, blah, blah, blah. So I really think that when we speak of Bunky, it is Bunky family
mm-hmm.
reunion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really excited about it.
And, you know, a lot of people, and as you talked about DeNova, the Carver High reunion, and a lot of people who don't know, is that Carver was really for African Americans before they had another school to go to. But people that have left Bunky and have gone on to have really great success in life come back and are really, really disappointed and where the town is going. And I believe that events like this hopefully will invigorate the mentality of Bunky, and that people will be able to see that it's a place that we grew up, it's a place that nurtured and cared for us, and it's a place that we've got to nurture back
right.
and care for it. Right. Otherwise, it will continue to just, you know, continue to
That's
slump
true.
Down.
That's true. That's true.
You know? And so we really have to have events like this. We have to really make an impartation into our community to say, you know what, we have had success. This is what fed us. But now we have to find ways to give back. We've got to find a way to grow it back up. And it means that we've got to change the next generation's right. mind.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do about building relationships. DeNova and I had this conversation, and we've been talking constantly about how we can help Bunky change and be better. But I really think that in order for us to do that, we have to, if you look on our website, I put on there reconnect, reunite,
mm-hmm.
and reacquaint.
Mm.
For me to work with you in any capacity, I haven't seen you, I really haven't had that relationship with you, those things have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I have to reconnect
mm-hmm.
because who you are in high school
Absolutely.
Is not who you are today. Well,
hopefully.
So, you know, you may have been a certain person in high school, but
right.
you may be an awesome, you know, adult. You may be a person that's well connected, has amazing resources. So I really think we can this weekend is about getting to know you.
Right.
The new you.
I love
the
that.
The older you.
Mm-hmm.
And then figuring out how you and I can work together. Because when you made the comment about many people come back and they're disappointed in Bungie, that touched me in a way because you have to take ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, you know, you can't come back to Bungie and say, I'm disappointed in the way Bungie is. Well, what did you, you know?
What did you do?
What did you do and what did you not do?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we all have a responsibility to come back and make it awesome for that next generation. Just
absolutely.
Like the generation before did for us.
And I think that it's a conversation. It's a dialogue that has to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to look at what has happened. And we have to look at not just the lip service of, oh, okay, absolutely, it's gone down. But what can I do with my resources? What can I do with what I have, mm-hmm, what I possess, to be the change that we want to see? And one of the things that we do is we try to promote businesses. We try to do the things that we can do to encourage people to connect with each other, mm-hmm, to use those services that are there. Don't go outside of, right, your sphere because of $2.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We have to really help the people and the businesses there thrive, but it's got to be a mentality change. What are you saying to him?
I was trying to tell you, because what you're talking about is that our next event that we're planning.
Uh-oh. Did I get into the next event?
You did. The next event that we're having is the Bungie Family Reunion Vegas. And what it is, it's a business,
uh-oh,
summit.
Uh-huh.
And we are planning a business summit in April.
Right.
And basically what it is
DeNova is acting like he's got lockjaw.
Well, you know what?
Would you speak to him?
It was going so well. I mean, I'm enjoying it. I'm sitting back with my big cousin. You know, that's my big cousin.
More cousins.
Yeah, we are related.
We are related.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, don't make him go there. But don't tell me how. But go ahead.
No, we basically wanted people that have business ideas or have businesses.
Listen at how meek DC DeNova is sounding.
Yeah,
what
he
is that his morning voice?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
He was all amped up.
I was ready. You know what I mean? I'm here now. Uh-huh. You know? I didn't get in to like 3 a.m.
Come on, Keith Sweat. Play Let's Make It Last Forever.
Let me just say that our mission every single day is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten people. And what we understand is that you guys have had success and are having success. And what we understand is that it's not just for a few people. It's for those who will. And so we've got to help people, but people have got to want to be helped.
Well, they also have to know why they need help.
Oh, that's
deep. I think that one thing that I'm looking at this is in the different stages. In many of our conversations as a committee, you know, we've gone back and forth about.
Tell me what that sounded like and what that felt like when you guys were really, really had this thing on the, you know, on the cutting board.
Well, anytime that I do an event, I generally have a plan.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's always room for change, additions. And the committee that we have brought a lot of that to the table as far as new ideas and how to change things.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
So, and in that also I learned, you know, in every aspect, there's been a lot of learning. For the most part, we've had some pretty good, you know, even kilter meetings,
mm-hmm,
but we have a lot of strong personalities and, you know, if someone believes in something. One thing that I wanted to make sure is that not only this is an amazing event, but the way that we planned it, the way we worked together,
mm-hmm,
was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that we all worked together in a respectful manner. We did a great job as far as listening to each other.
Community. I mean, yeah. The committee was great.
Right, exactly.
Great committee. Yeah.
So I think that it went really well, but I really think that it's important for us. And I want to touch back on the business summit.
Sure.
The reason why we feel like that is important is because we're going to take businesses at different stages.
Oh, that's good.
So we have full-fledged businesses that are thriving, operating, who have a lot of information, who have a lot of resources that they can partake to the next stage, where you may have someone who's a very new business who may have been open for, you know, maybe a couple months to a year, and they're really new in their stage. And then you have that person who's sitting at home with a plan, has not created a business plan, but just has simply an idea.
Uh-huh.
And one thing about me is I love ideas. And Aaron will tell you, you know.
Didn't all of a sudden we see.
Colette, we did just have a caller call in, and I think he is with the Bunker Family Reunion.
Okay, okay.
One of the committee members.
Good morning. Welcome to the OPT. Who's this?
Edgar.
Edgar who?
Edgar Bradley.
That's how well we know each other.
Edgar Bradley.
Edgar Bradley,
man.
Good morning, Edgar.
What's up with you,
morning,
Edgar Bradley?
Now that's the quiet storm right there.
That's the quiet storm.
Dangerous though.
So Edgar, tell us where you're calling from this morning.
I'm calling from Ville Platte.
The big city of Ville Platte. So, Edgar, for you, what does this first inaugural Bunky Family Reunion mean to you and for you?
Well, I mean, I was kind of lucky to be able to go to two separate high schools, and Bunky being one of them. And it really had a big influence on me because I was from St. Landry, a small town, and I always thought that Bunky was a big city.
Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, growing up out in the country, you know, when we would go to Bunky, you know, when I was smaller, you know, going to Bunky was like going to the city to me.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You just call that like going to town.
Right. Yeah, you know, going to town.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And so when you were contacted and you connected with the committee, what did you think about bringing everybody together for this really momentous event?
Well, I was really excited because, I mean, it's some people I haven't seen in so long, you know, and just to imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Probably without this reunion, probably would have never seen them in my life.
Wow. And so for you, Edgar, and I think everybody feels a certain way, talk about what being a part of the community of Bunky has meant for your life.
I mean, just the interaction with a lot of people back in high school, you know, growing up, it kind of molds you into the person that you became today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, people that you cross in high school and the interaction you have with people, it really have an effect on your life for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you don't realize it at the time or not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so how excited are you about seeing people that you hadn't seen probably maybe since high school?
I mean, I'm ecstatic because, like I said, I ran across a few maybe, but I mean, I could count them on my hand maybe, you know, except the ones that live in Bunky, but I mean, like the ones that's out of town, I maybe have crossed maybe 10 of them since I've been out of high school.
Uh-huh. You know what everybody's saying, Edgar? You have been probably an implant in Ville Platte so long that you sound like a native.
Bring some boudin.
You sound like a native Ville Plattean.
Yeah, bring some of that boudin.
They're trying to convert me, but they know where my roots and where I'm from.
Everybody's telling you to bring boudin.
B-town.
Edgar. They're saying bring some of that Ville Platte boudin.
Oh, yeah, I made some last night, so I got that ready.
Uh-oh.
That boy's stock just went through the roof.
Hey, Carlette, is he on his way to Bunky right now?
He said, hey, DeNava wants to know if you're on your way to Bunky right now.
No, but I will be in a minute.
Get on the road, boy.
I can't bring it now because we won't have none for the reunion.
That's all right. I ordered 30 pounds.
Uh-oh. Hey, so Edgar, let me ask you this. Did you make anything else?
Well, we just have the boudin for now, but I will be making some other stuff.
Uh-oh. Now, everybody knows that the Bradleys and the folks in Ville Platte, D.C., they just have an affinity, you know, for food.
Well, the Bradleys, they live so close to us, but we were so intertwined growing up.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like their families and all the Bunky family is family.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been knowing Bradleys all of our life. Everybody in here has been knowing a Bradley since they were a baby.
Now, are they your cousins, too?
No, but we go back because of Kendrick. I've been knowing him. Kendrick and I were really good friends coming up. So I've been knowing them as long as I've been knowing anybody in Bowling. Because Kendrick and I used to go out there, because Kendrick used to stay there all the time, and we'd go out there with to Uncle Jimmy's and Uncle Yule and all of them and get you go pick the watermelon, and, Tucker and Shawty. I know everybody. I know all of them. As a matter of fact, Edgar was a little bit younger, but Andre and I were around the same age, and Chris was a little younger than us, and Venus and Yolanda and Sylvester were a little older, but I know his whole family, all of them.
Clearly,
you
just named everyone?
Rich Uncle Papa,
Ray Ray,
But you know what? This is the beauty. This is the beauty of small town America.
Yeah.
Where everybody knew everybody. Everybody ate at everybody's house. I can tell you. Well, we did.
What about going next door and borrowing some sugar and some eggs?
Oh, what? Look, I can tell you what my friend's mom's specialties are, what they make. There's nobody who makes beets. I know beets. I know. He's making his face, but there's nobody that makes beets like Miss Ruth Ann Pearson.
Oh, really?
What? Okay, even if you don't like beets, the beets are like, yeah, the beets. Everybody's saying that they're not eating beets, but if you eat Miss Pearson's beets, it's a casserole of sorts. I don't even know how to describe it.
I'm down.
But she can make beets taste good.
All right,
and
down.
I ain't talking about the headphone beets. I'm talking about the vegetable beets.
Okay.
You know, and so we know what all of, you know, the specialties are and what, you know, people's folks made. And, you know, you were at home. And, and that was a time where there was truly a village.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
That was a great time. Edgar, we want to thank you so much for being a part of the OPT this morning. And you know what? Everybody is super excited to see you at the first Bunky family reunion. Thank you for calling in.
Hurry up with that boot.
All right, Edgar.
Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a good day.
All righty. All
right. Get my 30 pounds.
All right, everybody. We're going to get a break here. It's 8:26 local time, 9:26 Eastern. This segment sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana for 95 years. They've been here since 1919. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, the credit union with heart. Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real health solutions for those who need a little help. The number to phone, 800-454-3730. Don't forget about J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control company. Over 50 years of providing trusted and effective services. You can phone for a free consultation, 318-448-4800. Don't forget about Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. Darlene St. Romain and her team, People Care by Caring People. Their number, 318-346-2540. Solo Productions. They capture your precious moments. One smile or 10 smiles at a time. 318-581-9106 is the number. Or log on to www.solophotoproductions. McDonald's of Central Louisiana. I'm loving it. You're on point. The official OPT Network. You know the music means we got to get a break. It's the Bunky Family Reunion. We're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Wood Forest Bank is a community bank built upon the needs of the customers they serve. Wood Forest Bank is committed to earning customer loyalty by offering the highest level of customer service, as well as competitive products and services by employees who are fair, responsive, and professional. Wood Forest Bank, another proud underwriting sponsor for On Point Talk, the official OPT network.
Hey, Rennie, your jacket is huge.
It's my flavor jacket. Whatever you're craving, I got it. You want a chili dog? I'll give you a good deal.
I'm good, man. McDonald's Dollar Menu and More has plenty. Like a tasty McChicken sandwich for just a buck.
Okay, now how about this pocket right here? Nachos.
Nah, I can always score a juicy McDouble burger for a great price.
Sounds like the Dollar Menu and More's got everything.
Yep, even better. Doesn't come in some dude's jacket.
From savory to sweet, the Dollar Menu and More has your back. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Part of the minimally invasive image-guided specialist healthcare vision is to make sure our patients receive the best service possible. MIGS doctors are dedicated to performing interventional radiology procedures, concentrating on a patient-centered service that focuses on performing procedures in the shortest amount of time possible. Interventional radiology is a selection of advanced techniques that use imaging equipment to treat a variety of illnesses. Interventional radiologists are physicians who specialize in these minimally invasive, targeted treatments. Minimally invasive image-guided specialist, MIGS, is at 3704 North Boulevard, Alexandria. Call 318-445-9700.
MIGS is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I'm worried about Tim.
What's wrong?
He's out of work, we don't have health insurance, and he needs to go to the doctor, but it costs too much.
Christus Cabrini Hospital opened the Incarnate Word Community Clinic just across the street from the hospital.
Really?
Yeah, it has a primary care and a specialty clinic, too. Mary went and got great care. She doesn't have insurance either.
I'm calling right now.
Incarnate Word Community Clinic on Masonic Drive. Uninsured patients and those covered by Medicaid or Medicare welcome. Call 448-6800 for an appointment.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companions provides personal care and physical assistance to help individuals remain in their homes safe, secure, and comfortable. The care Sylvia's provides is tailor-based on each individual person. Our compassionate staff are warm, friendly, concerned caregivers who offer daily assistance for those who require care of all ages. We provide peace of mind for families who depend on our competent staff. Let Sylvia's Caring Companions healthcare services make a difference in your lives. Here to help you and your loved ones in times of need. People care by caring people.
Sylvia's is owned by CEO Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone 318-346-2540.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Cali, I'm going back to Cali.
I don't think so. I'm going back to Cali, Cali, Cali. I'm going back to Cali. I don't think so. Going back to Cali, styling, profiling, smiling and smiling while in the sun. The top is down on the black Corvette, and it's fly cause it's sitting on the steering wheel.
Yeah. Yeah. The Hawk is in the building. Go ahead, Hawk.
Cali, 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 Cali. Yeah, y'all, I don't think so.
Cali, Cali, Cali. Joking, man. Oh, boy, Cali, shaking them. And run for 300 yards.
Here we come up. Or sunset, it's a trip. Where the ice is cold, but the girl still strip. The wet skin.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Welcome back to the OPT Network. Well, we're not going to Cali. We're actually, Cali came to
West,
us.
West, baby. What's going on? Oh, I'm up in this OPT.
We didn't give him no coffee or.
Wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. We up in
what?
This.
What happened to that?
We just need to put on some of that Cali music. Got me. I'm sitting in the studio looking at Carlette. Look like she's still. She look exactly like she look in high school. DC looked like he can run 100 yards still.
DC, I told him, I said, you know what? We're not going to charge you guys any money. You don't have to go there. It's all good.
I just had to put it out there because they looking good.
DC had a pep talk with him. DC had a pep talk.
Donuts. That's what happened.
Was it the donuts? Now y'all know I've been talking about the sugar. I've been encouraging people. Please,
hello.
Don't meet DC with the sugar. Don't tempt him. He don't have that many no's in him. And they brought sugar this morning. I don't know if DC got a hold of it or not.
Yeah, we snuck to the car.
Y'all snuck to the. Donuts, you know. Oh my goodness, poor thing. He just woken. He don't
it's
have.
It's hard to pass up shippers.
He don't. Well, I did. Well, let me bring somebody else into the family reunion. The first, the inaugural Bunky family reunion. Shondell Horns Johnson traveling all the way from Arlington, Texas, where everything is big in Texas. She is an author. She is a native Bunkian, and we welcome you, Shondell, to the OPT Network for the very first time. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, my star. Good morning.
So, Shondell, you're traveling in, and you said what about today, about how you're feeling?
I am super excited and have been for months.
And so,
I'm like a little kid at Christmas.
And so when it finally got here, and you guys have been planning and you've been hoping and really kind of a lot of things happening. Nobody lives really in Bunky anymore, so you guys had to do this all long distance. When the manifestation, when you really saw it come into vision, what did you think?
I thought it was going to be well worth the wait because it was definitely time to do this. I was explaining to one of my coworkers. We all go home throughout the year at different times, but none of us have ever come back at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what makes this event so surreal to me, because I get to see people that I haven't seen in decades.
Wow. And, you know, we've been talking about Bunky, and we've been talking about the roots and the village that we all experienced growing up. What does Bunky mean to you, Shondell?
In one word, Bunky is home.
Yeah.
It's comfort. It's all things familiar for me. I have so much family in Bunky, and I'm talking beyond the scope of the people who live in my house.
Mm-hmm.
So Bunky to me is just family.
Yeah, let me just do this because I think for the folks that are in Bunky,
mm-hmm.
you know, everybody knows Shondell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But for those who are listening, who are trying to figure out, wow, who is Shondell?
That's Diane Horn's daughter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mitty Horn's granddaughter.
That's this is the daughter, the author daughter. What's the name of your book, Shondell?
Once Broken, Now Blessed.
Once Broken, Now Blessed. This is the one that wrote the book, because there's two of them. We don't want to mix them up because they'll think, okay, that's one of Diane's daughters.
Uh-huh.
And I think, Shondell, you're the oldest, right?
Yeah. I am.
Okay, uh-huh. Good. So we just want to make that straight for all the folks in and around the Bunky area. That is Shondell.
Absolutely. And who doesn't remember Miss Mitty Horn?
That woman. Yes, I cooked. I used to knock on her door. That was my little sister right there.
But I missed the cooking.
Absolutely. And so as you're traveling down today, what are you thinking? What are you hoping will come from this year's first family Bunky family reunion?
Well, I expect it to be highly emotional, a lot of fun. I'm just expecting everybody to just gel the way we did. For me, my friendships have been lifelong, so people don't believe me when I say I've got friends that are 40 years old, and I'm 41 now. So just to be able to come together and experience what we had as if we only hit the pause button. Nobody really stopped. It's just that we all grew up and went our separate ways. And now it's time to push play again, and voila, we're all back home.
Oh, I love that. We hit the pause button. And so for you, Shondell, what are some of those real life's lessons that you got in Bunky from being raised by the entire village of Bunky that you've been able to carry into your life, becoming an author, writing an incredible book, and seeing and doing all the things that you have been able to do? Have you ever thought about that?
I have, and because when we were growing up, there were so many people who were key in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
People like, you know, Ms. Jones and Ms. Shepherd, Ms. Zachary, Ms. Glenn, Mr. Shepherd, Uncle R.C. Butler. I mean, I could go on and on.
Absolutely.
And I miss that when I come home because obviously they're not there. Mm-hmm. But as I look around the community, I try to pinpoint people that this generation has. And unfortunately for me, I can't even relate to anybody now who even compares to what we had then, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. And, you know, as we were talking about that, DC, stop cutting up. As we were talking about that, because this is really, really important. She's talking about some of those people that were just, they were moral giants, is what I'll call them. They were people who impacted our lives in a way that I know, in many ways, I will never, ever forget. And so I guess the real question is how do we start becoming moral giants and mentors for those young people that are there? Have you thought about that, Shondell? And then I'll kind of go around the table and ask everybody that question. Have you really thought about that?
I have, and that is a great question and a very on-time question, because that would be something that I would definitely want to come out of this weekend's event. For the people who are still there, those people who I go back now, and I sound like my mom and then when I say, who are your people?
Yeah, who are your people? Uh-huh. Exactly.
I relate to people. So I would love for this generation to be able to see us and what we've done and how we haven't forgotten Bunky. Yeah, we've been gone for years, but Bunky is a part of who we are and the way we operate. A lot of that comes out of those things that we learned there.
Mm-hmm.
This would be an opportunity for us to just pinpoint some people, come alongside of them, and show them world is wide open. You can go anywhere you want to go. You can do anything you want to do, and you can be anything that you want to be.
I love that. And for you, Bridget, you know, we're talking about those people who I just call them moral giants, who were mentors, and they didn't even have to say they were mentors. You know,
right.
like the people that you named, Shondell, and many, many more. And how do we make that impartation to the generation that's there now?
I think it's important that in doing it, even imparting that first, is that showing, making yourself available. And I think that is what the Bunky family is about, is that so many times we talk about how much we love Bunky, how much we care. But I think the fact that we're coming back, we are showing you, we're spending our time, our money, our efforts. You know, many of us are business owners. You know, our businesses still happen. I have catering events that are still scheduled while I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, my life doesn't stop. right. and just continue. This is part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in being a mentor and showing people is that how you can still live your life and come back home
mm-hmm.
and do more
mm-hmm.
for Bunky and just be present. That's what this weekend is for me. But when you were talking about the moral giants, I want to share for you, Miss Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
well, tell people who Miss Glenn. Miss Glenn came to my house. I was cutting up in school. Miss Glenn came to my house.
That's what they did in Bucky.
Woo!
Man, Miss Glenn is the reason I copped a whooping so many times.
I got my butt whooped.
Miss Glenn, and it was so funny because Miss Hayward kind of brought this to my remembrance last night where she said, ooh, you gave Miss Glenn a hard time.
I think everybody gave Miss Glenn a hard time. I don't know why we wanted to give poor Miss Glenn, and that's Amel Glenn,
right.
a hard time. She was a teacher.
I did. Junior high school teacher. Lord knows I did. But in that, she really was a powerhouse in my life
mm-hmm.
about patience, about being willing to stick it through with someone who mm-hmm. may be difficult, where mm-hmm. somebody else has given up on them. So all those times where, you know, she put me out the class, and, mm-hmm. well, we're not going to talk about that, but the point is that what I learned from Ms. Glenn is that you don't give up on people,
mm-hmm.
that no matter how they may treat you mm-hmm. or how, because 9 out of 10, the way that a person treats you really sometimes doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with their broken heart, mm-hmm. how somebody mm-hmm. else treated them.
Wow.
So you can't just keep giving up on them. And that's what she showed me. And Ms. Glenn is not here, but she would never understand how much she meant to me.
Wow.
Even all those long walks to the hallway. When, you know, uh-huh. I didn't necessarily call her Ms. Glenn as I was walking down the hallway.
Of
but,
course.
I mean, she was a major impact in my life just as an adult and how I deal with people. So we always have to be careful of how we treat people and what we say.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once having a conversation with Kanisha, who you're going to be talking to soon, and she said her and Deshonka Fulton
mm-hmm.
had shared, you know what, Bridget, we used to look up to you all the time when we were kids, and the first thing in my head, like, Lord Jesus, what did I show them?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, Kanisha talks about how I passed by her house when she was a little girl. She was having a birthday party, and I gave her $2 or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And
wow.
she said she held on to that $2 for years.
And you probably don't. Do you even remember that?
No, but don't tell her that, because I told her I did. I was like, oh, yeah, girl, that was a cute little dress you had on. So, yeah, I really
But
don't
you never on. Know what people are touched by in
no,
your life. And
absolutely.
I think as we are growing up and becoming who God has called us to be, that now we're more intuitive, we're
Absolutely.
More thoughtful about the impact that we make on the lives of others. And that's why the Bunky family reunion is so critically important for the next generation, because even though we did some things growing up, and we all did, and you got to own that, because sometimes you can forget what you forgot.
Don't mention none.
But this generation is a generation that has become somewhat hardened.
Right.
And it's like you said, you just never know the brokenness that people are dealing with. And so this reunion, DC, I hope brings people together in a way that begins to soften the hearts of those people who need to be softened.
And it will.
It usually starts with a
drink. It will, yeah.
I'm keeping it 100. I want to mention
Do
this.
That.
We've created
Do
a signature
that.
Cocktail.
Uh-oh.
It's called the BFR.
That's what I'm talking
on the seven,
about.
On the 7-1. And Highway 71 and Lethesia
the BFR.
Compton. The BFR on
Highway 71.
Lethesia
okay.
Compton
yeah,
relative.
That's
no, another cousin. Okay.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know,
okay.
Compton. Come on.
Okay, it is. It is. I give you that. Yeah.
She is an amazing bartender working with the Atlanta Braves, and she's coming down, and she's going to be working the bar.
Whoa.
ATL. Did somebody say ATL?
They call them, what do they call bartenders now? They don't call them bartenders anymore.
Mixologists.
Mixologists. So we're going to have a mixologist in the house.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Go ahead. You got something? Aaron's up like.
They're mixologists, and by the end of the night, they're therapists.
They're therapists. They're mixologists.
Because they know all the business.
Huh?
You want me to bless them, DC?
Bless them, baby.
Well, I'm looking for that mixologist myself.
It's going to be a great time. Shondell, you have been great. We look forward.
Yes, you
to you and your family having a safe trip into Bunky. Be careful, be safe, And thank you for joining us right here on the OPT Network.
Bye, sis.
You guys soon.
Bye, all right. Adele. See you in a little bit.
All right. Y'all know what the music means. It means we got to get a break. It's just too much fun. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, providing resources and networks for success. Attorney Chris Roy, Jr. of the Roy Law Office. He's a third-generation lawyer right here in central Louisiana. For more information about how you can connect with Attorney Chris Roy, Jr., 318-487-9537. It's all about the Bunky Family Reunion. 849. Boy, we're running low on time. We got to get a break, everybody, but we're back right after this.
Listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas,
the bigger show, and
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Summer's in full swing, and so's all the great fun that goes along with it. And at the heart of Louisiana Credit Union, you can kickstart your fun with boats, ATVs, and RV loans for as low as 3.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Don't miss out on these incredible rates. Get the most out of your summer with a great loan rate and member loyalty discounts from Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Visit heartcu.org or call 473-4562. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Member NCUA.
It's different from the start at the credit union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union. The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, Ryan, I got a riddle for you. You know the only good mosquito?
What's that, Randy?
A dead mosquito. Man, they're driving me crazy. I can't even relax in my own backyard.
Well, Randy, J&J Exterminating can help you take your backyard back. J&J will inspect, recommend, treat, and maintain your home with our new mosquito program. Not only can mosquitoes be annoying, but they are linked to at least 7 different diseases, including West Nile. But J&J has the solution. We'll inspect your entire property and develop a solution that meets your needs.
Hey, I got a party this weekend. Can you take care of that?
No problem. J&J has one-time treatment options for those special occasions, or we can install and maintain a misting system that gets rid of mosquitoes every day, all day long.
Brian, you are the man with the plan. I'm taking my backyard back with your J&J Exterminating Mosquito Control Program. Over 50 years experience does make a difference with J&J Exterminating.
Call J&J today for your free mosquito inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating. Yeah.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
The HP Long Urgent Care Clinic in Pineville is now open. The Pineville location also offers a specialty clinic, medicine clinic, and pharmacy services. It is located just steps from the Huey P. Long Medical Center. The Urgent Care Clinic treats uninsured and Medicaid patients with minor injuries and illnesses, joining our clinic in Alexandria on Upper 3rd Street. For more information, call 769-LONG. That's 769-5664. HP Long Urgent Care Clinic, a service of Rapides Regional Medical Center.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas.
The Bigger Show. And
the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you. One conversation at a time.
Help, because a friend's somebody you judge for yourself. Some are okay and they treat you real cool, and some mistake your kindness for being a fool. We like to be with some because they're funny. Others come around when they need some money.
Lord,
some
have mercy.
With around the way, and you're still real close to this very day.
Hey.
Homeboys through the summer, winter, spring, and fall.
Are you there? Did I lose Kenesha? Kenesha, are you here? Kenesha. Okay, good. The phone came off. All right, so I'll leave it there. Stand by. Hey, Kenesha, stand by.
When we first met together, we barely knew each other. We had no intentions on becoming lovers. But in no time at all, you became my girl.
Oh, my goodness, is all I can say. It's the pre-party for the first annual Bunky Family Reunion.
And
we're
the
kicking
roof
off.
Is on fire.
We're kicking off the fun.
Hey, the
and
roof
guess
is
what?
On fire.
And guess
we don't
what?
Need no water.
DeNova is beatboxing, DC is rapping, Bridget is on the desk. Oh Lord. And they don't As far as I know, the only thing we're serving this morning, the only poison we're serving this morning is water and tea. So the libations have not come into play, but the party has begun.
Yes.
And we welcome to the OPT Network. We're joined by Bridget Washington.
Bunky Zone.
Well, tell people who, first of all, DC, who Bridget's people are.
The Washingtons. Man, everybody knew Miss Washington on Ash Street.
Okay.
You know, Mr. and Ms. Washington right there. And her father is Malcolm Turner.
Okay.
All right. Everybody know these folks in Bunky, in the Bunky area.
All right. And then we're joined by Denova Hawkins.
Sir Hawk.
And we're...
That's Cutting Peaches' grandson.
That's Cutting
Peaches. Cutting Peaches and Cutting Dot.
Cutting Peaches and Cutting Dot.
And that's Marginelle and Donald Hawkins' son.
All right.
Terrell Sterling,
and
my
then we're joined by...
And Ola Mae Hawkins.
All right. Then we're joined by what we're going to call... We're going to call Erin Renee a Bunky implant. She is joining the first annual Bunky family reunion all the way from Seattle, Washington. Also joining the conversation is Miss